The final work of Odalala sits in the third section of the main hall on the far side of the hall. And this piece is Alam by Elias Alavi. In this space, there are three rugs with cushions for people to sit, three small LCD screens side by side playing a three-channel video work, and against the length of the back wall, central and somewhat grand-looking, is the Alam, an ornate metal sculpture that is akin to the shape of a candelabra, but large scale, made of steel, gold leaf, prints on velvet, embroidered fabric and dyed colourful feathers. It is 5 metres long and 3 metres high. The lower half, along the length of the Alam, are 18 embroidered tapestries on cream cloth, featuring Farsi poetry and sketches by the artist. Above and along the length of the Alam are pieces carved and moulded from bronze and steel. Some of the figures are peacock, horses, the stag, hands, a cypress tree. And adorning the tops of these, huge plumes of coloured feathers, pink, yellow and white, a reference to Elias's queer identity. And the videos that are playing on the monitors on the floor to our left are showing documentation of the ritual that Elias has put together, and the audio provides a bit of a backdrop to this space, really. Vishal, can you talk about the Alam and some of the footage in the video work?
So Elias Alavi is an artist of Hazara heritage from Afghanistan, lived in Iran and now lives in Melbourne. Elias belongs to the Shia sect of Islam. He's a Shia Muslim from Afghanistan. And the work itself here, the Alam, is inspired by the tradition of Alam Keshi, which is a religious ceremony conducted during the month of Muharram. Muharram is the first month of the Islamic calendar. It's a tradition that Elias himself has witnessed and participated in. And the object itself kind of is layered with a rich tapestry of symbols, as well as poetry by Elias and other queer poets in the history of kind of poetry in Farsi, in the language spoken in Iran, one of the languages spoken in Iran, as well as kind of faces, body language and community codes that serve as kind of reflection of queer Muslim communities. Elias himself is a queer artist practicing across a range of disciplines, and in this case kind of is bringing in his prowess around drawing, painting, poetry and sculpture into these two parts of this body of work. The object in the center, and we will move closer to it, is a metal installation. The Alam itself is an object that kind of has its origin inside the mosque and then is taken out as a procession in the street on the day of the Ashura, which is the last day of Muharram. So the object, the Alam, is a metal installation. It's filled with intricate figurines and engravings that are used in Shia Muslim ceremonies. You can kind of see Islamic calligraphy across different objects in the space. And at the center is the large object, which is a central motif that is repeated throughout parts of West Asia and Afghanistan and Iran, is a cypress tree. It is a tree that is sacred to communities in Afghanistan and Iran. In kind of bringing these kind of different parts of his practice, as well as different facets of his identity and the geographies that Elias has lived and practiced in, he's kind of bringing religion and marginalized sexual identities together, because those conversations are still fairly vexed in contemporary art making, especially as someone coming from a queer Muslim identity. And in the creating of this Alam, Elias is trying to connect and draw a thread between this kind of seemingly oppositional forces that impact the lived realities of people whose intersectional identities must often be negotiated separately and in isolation to each other. And in presenting this object, this Alam specifically, which is a creation of Elias's own in collaboration with a range of artists, artisans, craft makers in Iran and Afghanistan, as well as family members who filmed the procession and the religious ceremonies happening inside of the mosque on the streets of Iran and Afghanistan, which we will come to in the video. The body of work is very much a kind of reclamation of autonomy, of self-expression and agency, both for himself and his kind of queer community within the many Islams that sustain this collective condition. And he's also kind of across the different panels at the bottom, which we reference across South Asia, Afghanistan being part of South Asia, as shawls or as kind of coverings, which are in off-white sort of velvety fabric, that on top of which are prints of Ellis's drawings, as well as poetry by different Farsi poets, including Mohtasham Kashani, a very famous poet regarded as an important religious poet, but often erased as also an important queer poet. And across these shawls, Ellis is kind of drawing out a wide sort of gamut of experience of being queer, of being Muslim, of being an artist, of being a poet, as well as very contextual references to the multiple sort of geographies that he seeks belonging in and is belonging to. And the Alam thus is very much a personal expression of his faith. And in this process of reclamation, he's speaking to the erasure of queer presence within these symbols. You can see very different kind of shapes and figures across the object, some of which are objects of deer, sculptures of deer, as well as peacocks, and kind of hybrid animals that kind of have the body of a peacock and the face of a man. Towards the far ends, you also see this object with six large feathers, and those feathers kind of continue across the top of the alam. The alam itself is an object that is customized to the location in which different Shia communities are practicing and observing Muharram. Muharram itself, which when we come to the video part of the work, Muharram itself commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, who was grandson of the Prophet. And Imam Hussein very much is kind of commemorated through this practice of carrying out the alam, as well as performing a sort of activity of penance, in which you can kind of see members who are observing the tradition kind of striking themselves, both with their hands as well as with a series of objects, as a way of establishing a deeper connection to their faith. The videos itself are shot in multiple places, one of them being just outside of Kabul in Afghanistan, the others being in Mashhad in Iran, where Ellis lived and worked for a period of time, and in which you can see different groups of Shia communities, specifically men, who are kind of using different objects to perform this ritual, a lot of which involves striking themselves repeatedly to kind of evoke a connection to the martyrdom of the fighters themselves.
This was the last work as part of the exhibition. So thank you very much, Vishal.
Thank you very much.